Here we are in the canteen, which is Hut 4.
Naval Intelligence Hut.
Naval Intelligence
That's
Hut.
That's right, yes. Yep.
And we're here to have some geek intelligence because we're gathered around the table for the Station X sometimes monthly meetup. You're listening to me, obviously, and Kelsey Griffin. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
So what's been happening recently? Let's have a Bletchley Park update. There was some great news about some money which had been pledged, and then some other great news. What's been happening?
We had absolutely superb news recently, a couple of weeks ago. We succeeded in a first round pass for Heritage Lottery funding, which means that we've been awarded £460,000 in order to put together detailed plans for submission in about 18 months' time for £4.1 million. Now, that's not guaranteed. We need to make sure that in the plans we do everything we said we were going to do, and we also need to raise in the region of about £1 million for match funding in order to obtain £4.1 million. But absolutely superb news. It's a real milestone for Bletchley Park.
So this is like, instead of knocking the door, you've now got the foot in the door.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And people are listening as to, okay, what do you want to do to make Bletchley Park a kind of self-sustaining entity which can look after itself in the future? Is that right?
That's absolutely true. Our business plans prove that once we have done all the restoration and developed the museum, that we can be self-supporting. Unfortunately, in the meantime, I mean, that's going to take 3 to 5 years if we are successful with the HLF bid. And we do struggle day to day with operational costs. Our income is about £1.4 million a year, and our operational costs are about £1.4 million a year. And that's a better financial situation than we've ever been in, because we can now balance our budgets. But there is no resilience built in there for anything to go drastically wrong. So we have asked the government for support for the next 3 to 5 years. We've asked them for £250,000 per year for the next 3 to 5 years to help us with operational costs. And there is an early day motion online at the moment. If you want to go and search online, it's EDM 1935, asking the government for help. And I think it's been signed now by about 60 MPs. So anybody out there wants to encourage your MP to sign that early day motion, it'd be most appreciated.
And this is more than feasible, more than possible, because some of the incredible things that everybody out there in social media land and Twitter land has been doing has just been phenomenal. So a massive thank you. Visitors are just increasing here as well, which is one way of enabling Bletchley Park to tread water until big funding does come through. So it's looking like it's the conversation that's going on online is keeping Bletchley Park in everybody's minds. Whether that is having a direct effect on visitors or not, who knows? But you're saying that it's increasing steadily.
It is absolutely increasing steadily. Last year, we were 40% up on visitors on the year before, and we thought we would never match that this year. We actually budgeted for a downturn because of the economy. We're actually 20% up on last year, which is absolutely phenomenal for us. Our visitor numbers have effectively doubled in 3 years. We've gone from under 50,000, and we're approaching 100,000 for this year. So I think that, Christian, you're absolutely right. Social media has given us huge visibility, and I don't doubt that it's contributed hugely to the visitor numbers that we've had this year.
So every time you're tweeting and joining in the conversation about Bletchley Park and using #BPark, it's obviously showing to everybody this is an important conversation, and to even those not involved in social media, the press see the conversation on Twitter, they get involved in the stories, they print national stories, and then the general populace get to see all the information they need to about this place, why it needs saving, why it's a really great place to visit. So, you know, don't tire of the conversation, get involved. If you want to come to Station X and amplify right from Bletchley Park, come along. It gives you access to Bletchley Park, not just, you know, on the one occasion. If you become a Station X member and a friendly, familiar face here, you can pop over anytime, armed with your mobile device, tweeting your visit and letting the world know that Bletchley Park is in here and in need of assistance. Hopefully in a few years' time, we can basically sit back, have a massive party, and say, job well done. it's ticking over, and it should continue ticking over forevermore, let's hope.
Amen.
Thanks very much, Kelsey.
Thanks, Christian.